From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Voters in Taiwan have elected the country's first female president. Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party, KMT, has conceded defeat in a presidential election held Saturday. In a speech after the polls closed, Eric Chu apologized for failure and congratulated his opponent, Tsai Ing-wen, of the opposition Democratic Progressive Party, or DPP. Earlier Saturday, Tsai spoke about how she wants the world to view Taiwan. She said, "I believe it's time for us to unite. We need a consistent position, so showing clearly to the international community what the Taiwan people have a consensus on our national identity. It is only rational and reasonable that the national flag of the Republic of China represents our country's identity. It should not be repressed." Observers believe Tsai's pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party will test Taiwan's complicated ties with China. China has not offered much comment on the vote, but has said it will not work with any candidate who does not support the One China principle. It is less clear who will win Saturday's parliamentary election. Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel in the capital by suspected Islamist militants is over, leaving at least 23 people from 18 countries dead. Authorities said Saturday 126 hostages were rescued in the security operation at the Splendid Hotel, and at least 30 of the rescued hostages were wounded. Officials say three jihadists were also killed in the operation at the Splendid Hotel. This is VOA News. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says international sanctions on Iran will be lifted Saturday when the International Atomic Energy Agency issues its final report on Tehran's nuclear program. Zarif spoke to Iranian media in Vienna, where he's meeting with the European Union High Representative on implementation of the Iranian nuclear deal. A final declaration by the UN Atomic Agency has yet to be announced. Later Saturday, Zarif and the EU representative will meet with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The three are expected to make a joint statement. North Korea is promising to stop conducting nuclear tests in exchange for a peace treaty with the United States and an end to joint military exercises between Washington and Seoul. The proposal, broadcast on North Korea's state media late Friday, is similar to previous offers rejected by the U.S. and South Korea. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman says the U.S. will continue to make sure the alliance is ready in all respects to act in defense of the South Korean people and the security of the peninsula. North Korea last week conducted its fourth nuclear test, prompting near universal condemnation and further raising tensions on the Korean peninsula. An attorney in Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz's home city, Houston, has filed a lawsuit challenging his eligibility to serve as president of the United States because he was not born in the country. VOA's Greg Flakes reports from Houston.
On Tuesday, 85-year-old attorney Newton Schwartz Sr. filed a complaint in the U.S. District Court in Houston questioning the eligibility of Senator Ted Cruz to be president. Speaking to VOA by phone, Schwartz said he's trying to avert a constitutional crisis.
Why would we want an ineligible candidate for president to win it? Can you think of the problems that would occur?
Some constitutional law experts have raised questions about Cruz's eligibility, as has his main rival for the Republican presidential nomination, billionaire real estate developer Donald Trump. Cruz answered Trump's challenge.
The facts and the law here are really quite clear. Under longstanding U.S. law, the child of a U.S. citizen born abroad is a natural-born citizen.
Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.
An investigation into how a U.S. Army biodefense facility mistakenly sent live anthrax to nearly 200 labs in the U.S. and abroad found no one person or event was directly responsible for the faulty shipments. The live anthrax samples were sent from a military laboratory in Utah to commercial and military labs. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.